Tale of two halves today. I'm proud of the way the guys responded at halftime. 13-0 in the second half. We came out with the fire burning. We still have a lot of work to do. We realize that, and we look forward to doing it. We'll open it up for questions.
Attribute the difference defensively first half versus second half?
That's a good question. We'll go back. We'll take a look at the film. We made some adjustments at halftime, but I think we played inspired football there in the second half from a defensive standpoint. Just stay the course. You know, live and learn from the first half, flush the first half, and get back out there and play your tail off in the second half. We'll like where we'll be at the end of the ball game.
How important was it for you to stop them at the end of the first half? You know, they could have made it a two-possession game, but you guys stopped them.
Yeah, I mean, every possession in these ball games is important when it comes down to the end. Everything seems to count.
Talk about the signature in the first quarter. It's 4th and 2. You went for it. Then on the first touchdown, you kept on going.
Yeah, you know, we thought it was going to be one of those types of ball games that when you're on the fringe area, whether you kick a field goal, whether you go for it, we need to go for it on more fourth downs today than maybe normal. I'm not sure how many we ended up going for, 2 maybe. But we have confidence in the guys and to be able to punch it in there. So going for it on fourth down seemed pretty natural.
And how'd you have to factor the wind in today?
Yeah, it was very tough to handle the ball. I mean, even that last punt that we got off, you saw how wing, it was a tough catch. I mean, catching the snaps today was even a challenge for those guys in the punt game. But the kicking game was a challenge today. The pass game was a challenge. And it was nice not to turn the ball over today, even in a game like this where the elements factor.
Victor Cruz had that 48-yard catch. What happened on that play? I assume it was improvised, and that impressed you?
Yeah, it was. We just converted into a scramble drill there. Eli came in, stepped up, came out of the pocket. Victor reacted, and they had some nice chemistry on the play.
What about the big plays that Landon has been able to make, Coach?
Yeah, no, it was. Landon came up for us big again today. Anytime you can end the game on a play like that, that's encouraging. Sideline was fired up. We were fired up for Landon. He made a heck of a play.
Fourth down, and then you, on the one of the first touchdown, did you decide to go for it right there on fourth down, or were you already thinking ahead?
I was going to take a look at the sticks.
Coach, 2 missed extra points for Robbie today. Have you guys talked to him at all, see what was wrong?
We'll address it, and we'll move on. It was a tough day to kick the football.
Did you attribute that to the wind, or was there something in the hold or the sound?
We'll go back, we'll look at it, we'll talk about everything, but the wind obviously was a factor every time you had to play in a kicking game today.
Consider going for 2
in
either of those
situations
because of the wind?
We considered it, yes.
3 straight games at home, you won them all. How much did the team progress over these 3 weeks here?
It was nice to get 3 wins. It's nice to play in front of the home fans. You know, they were great. They were fired up today. Inspired the defense there in the second half. And we look forward to this week getting ready to go back on the road. A road trip will be good for us.
It's a 5-game winning streak. How does it feel?
It was good to get the win today. We only played once this week. We had a good week of preparation on a short week, and it was nice to see it pay off here in the second half.
You're 7-3 after 10 games. How would you describe the position you got?
Yeah, we were 1-0 this week. We like where we were. We liked how we finished the ball game today with a win, and we'll get ready for next week starting tomorrow. I think that the defense didn't want to play the way it unfolded in the first half, and they got it fixed at halftime. They came out, they played inspired football in the second half. The offense came out of the tunnel too with some energy and punched it in twice. That was encouraging to see, and we believe all 3 phases have the capability to step up and make plays in the ball game to help us win.
How did you feel like Eli played overall?
I think Eli handled the elements well, took care of the football, and a tough day to do that.
You mentioned, like you said, no turnovers today. Do you think there's something you guys have been doing that is causing progress in that area?
We're just going to keep on working at it. It's not finished. It's not over. Every game's a new game. Every week's a new week, and we just have to keep working on taking care of the Duke.
They say that the progress that a player makes from year 1 to year 2 is a very important part of their career. Have you seen a guy like Landon make that much progress from year 1 to year 2? He seems completely different.
I think he's productive. He's just a productive player. He's been productive, you know, ever since I've been in this chair or standing here in front of you. But he's confident with his ball skills now, and you see that showing up. Anytime the ball's in the vicinity, he's a ball hawk.
Got called for that flag on the first drive that Chicago had the ball. Any explanation on the roughing the passer that they give you in terms of why they?
Yeah, I believe they felt he took his shoulder and drove Jay into the ground. That's where the call came from.
What do you think of the way him and JPP rushed the passer?
There were some good rushes today. When we forced them into the second long and the third and long, there were some very good rushes, even by some of the other guys out there. You know, everybody played a part. Not necessarily the calls, just more of the way we were playing some techniques.
How would you describe the mood of the players at halftime?
These guys don't blink. They don't flinch. It's my job to show them that demeanor, and I think they feed off of that. I think they understand that. I think that we have a good locker room, a high-character locker room that's not going to flinch, that's going to play the game as it unfolds. And, again, they're confident no matter what, you know, the halftime's halftime. I think they're confident no matter what we're going to pull the game out.
More questions. How much does playing in so many of these games contribute, you think, to that? You know, all your wins are about 7 points or less. They're all pretty much tight games.
Yeah, I mean, it's usually the way it turns out in this league. So it'd be nice to get some games with some large margins, but that doesn't seem to be the case. And, you know, we'll play tight games. That doesn't bother us.
What's the new house's status?
He jumped back in the ball game.